Welcome to Ancona City Centre. Ancona is the capital city of the Marche region, with approximately 100,000 inhabitants. The city has a central position in the Adriatic coast, making it possible to see the sun both rise and set over the sea, the reason why it also called the City of the Two Suns. Point one of its peculiarities is the elbow shape, ankon, in ancient Greek, name which was used by Greek sailors who docked at the foot of Koligwasko, and from which stems the name we know today. An ancient elbow, prehistoric even, that boasts settlements of the Bronze Age dating back to the 2nd millennium BC and that preserves in its museums the evidence of the Piscean civilization from the Iron Age. In 387 BC, a colony of Syracusans settled in the town, building monuments and walls around it in blocks of sandstone. Allied with the Romans in the Battle of Centinum against the Sanites, Etruscans and Gauls, Ancona entered the Roman orbit after the year 295 BC, becoming one of its colonies. Under the rule of Emperor Trajan, 2nd century AD, the strategic importance of the town grew considerably. Trajan developed the port in line with his Dacian campaigns, aiming to use Ancona as a bridge with the Orient. In honor of this emperor, the triumphal arch was erected on the mole attributed to Apollodorus of Damascus, 115 AD. This is the most significant Roman monument that has survived to date, and represents the most elegant mark of the ancient port that is now integrated with modern features. Destroyed by the Saracens in the year 839, Ancona was organized around the 11th century into an independent commune, developing maritime commerce with the East and constructing prestigious monuments, the Cathedral of San Sirico, the Palazzo del Senato Senate House, and the Church of Santa Maria della Piazza. In 1167 and 1174, Ancona withstood the assaults of Frederick Barbarossa, Redbeard, and his chancellor, Christian I, Archbishop of Mainz. From the 14th to the 17th century, Ancona experienced the most prosperous and outstanding period of its history, adding to the urban fabric with remarkable monuments. An important town belonging to the Papal State, Ancona underwent a considerable economic and demographic decline from the mid-17th to the 18th century. It regained its splendor when it was declared a free port by Pope Clement XII, who instructed the architect Luigi Vanvitelli in 1732 to build the impressive Mole Vanvitelliana, now a symbol of the cultural rebirth of the town. Ancona played an important part in the patriotic unrest of the Risorgimento movement that led to the unification of Italy. After the Battle of Castelfidardo in 1860, the town became part of the Kingdom of Italy. Considerably damaged during World War I and most of all by the terrible bombings in 1943 and 1944, the town lost the majority of its historical districts situated around the port, on Coligwasco, Colli Estanio, and Colli dei Cappuccini. These days, Ancona is an important center of the secondary and tertiary sector, and is also home to one of the most important fishing ports on the Adriatic. But it is also a cultural and artistic center as well as a university town, as demonstrated by the collection of paintings preserved in the Municipal Pinacoteca Art Gallery and the Villa Rey ex-military barracks, transformed into one of the most prestigious faculties of economics and business in Italy. Today, we are gonna take a walk around the historical center of the city, and we are gonna see some of the most important buildings and monuments which are representative of our city.